On today's show, what Simba thinks of my triathlon training, how my training is going, and then a follow-up on two news stories. Now, I was getting the impression that Simba wasn't really caring too much for my new training schedule, seeing as it was bringing me home, you know, an hour to an hour and a half later than normal, which is, you know, prime treat-getting brushing time for little Simba. So, you know, like I said, I was getting the impression he wasn't too happy about it, based on his level of meowing. But it wasn't until the other day that I realized that he really didn't like it. I came out into the living room. It was very early in the morning. I was getting ready for work. And I noticed that Simba had thrown up. He does this from time to time because he's a long-haired cat, so he gets hairballs. And we were gone over the weekend for Thanksgiving, so I wasn't brushing him as much, obviously, if I wasn't here. So sometimes that happens. But this time, he managed to throw up onto my triathlon training book. Actually, that's not true. It actually was my friend Betty's triathlon training book, so I actually had to go out and buy her a new one because it was pretty gross. So I think he was trying to send me a message that I need to be home more and brushing him properly and giving him treats and more attention. I don't really think he likes my training schedule. My training has been going very well, though. On Tuesday, I went and did swimming again. It was 200-yard swimming. And then yesterday, Wednesday, is my off day. And then today, I just got home from doing... was 300 yards swimming followed by 20 minutes of walking on the treadmill. So this was the first time that I did two sports in the same day. And the training calls for a lot of this. Basically to sort of get used to going from one sport to the other. Because, you know, on race day I'm going to have to do all three at once. Well, not at once. One right after the other. So it's good practice of, you know, getting your endurance up for doing more than one sport in a day. My transition from swim to the treadmill today was very long, however. Well, first of all, it just takes a long time for me to get all of my running / walking stuff on. But I had a little incident when I put on my running shorts and then I sat down on a little bench in the locker room to put my shoes on. I realized I had sat on my bathing suit, which I had left, silly me, on the bench. So I had a big wet spot on the back of my pants. Now, all of a sudden, I think the problem is that, you know, it's a college gym, so it's all young people. So all of a sudden, I was, like, in high school again, you know, the day I wore white socks with black pants, and I was so afraid everyone would be gawking at me with my big wet spot on my shorts. But, you know, that was silly, of course. But, I came up with an inventive solution. I went to they have a little machine that you can put your bathing suit in and it'll spin it around and dry it off. So I put my shorts in there and spun it around and dried it off pretty good. And plus it was, you know, the moisture wicking material made, you know, the shorts are made out of, so it dries pretty quick anyway. So I managed to avert an embarrassing situation. But it is kind of funny how I do feel like I'm in high school again when I'm around all of the young people. I become more self-conscious, more aware of my clothing, you know, things like that. It's really silly. But other than that, the training went well today. I did manage to do the walking after the swimming, and I wasn't too exhausted. And tomorrow I'm doing biking. I think it's up to 10 miles tomorrow, something like that. So it's going well, despite Simba's discouragement. Is that a word? I don't think it is. But I just made it a word. Despite that, I think it's been going well, and hopefully I will be able to keep it up. One thing I do have to figure out, though, is I think I need a new swim cap, because even though I put mine on and it's nice and tight and snug on my head, for some reason my hair, at least part of it, ends up wet, which sort of defeats the purpose of having the swim cap, because, you know, I don't want my hair to get chlorine infested. So I guess I need a fancier swim cap. I mean, the one that I got cost about $3, so maybe I got what I paid for. I don't know. But I do need to figure something out because it's really rather annoying. And I don't want to have to start lugging a hair dryer to the gym. You know, when they don't have hair dryers there, I guess they're afraid the students are going to steal them and take them back to their dorm rooms or something. But it's really rather inconvenient. But I'll figure something out. Finally, today I want to talk about two different news stories. One's pretty minor, and the other I think is pretty significant. First of all, the minor one. You may recall in a previous podcast I talked about the cat from Wisconsin that stowed away on an airplane and ended up in France. Well, today, Emily the cat returned home thanks to Continental Airlines, which paid for her business class ticket. That's right. Emily the cat flies business class, which is funny because I'm a human and I've never flown business class. I guess the secret is I need to stow away somewhere and then maybe I'll get business class home. Or maybe I'll just get arrested. Who knows? It's kind of funny, though, the picture of Emily that's on CNN.com right now. It shows someone holding her, and she's, like, gazing out of the window of the airplane. So not only is she in business class, but apparently she doesn't have to be in a carrier because she's so special. So I just thought that was kind of a little funny follow-up to the Emily the Cat story. And finally, today marks the 50th anniversary of the day that Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on the bus and moved to the back. And in honor of that anniversary as well as Rosa Parks' life, today President Bush signed into law a bill that will put a statue of her in Statuary Hall at the Capitol in D.C., and she will actually be the first African-American female to have a statue in the hall. So I think that's a pretty big honor. And Bush finally did something that I agree with. Oops, did I say that out loud? And he also called for a renewal of the portions of the Voting Rights Act that are set to expire in 2007, which is surprising, I guess, that he would do that, because apparently he'd been reluctant, even, you know, behind closed doors, to say that he supported extending the provisions. So I guess it was quite a surprise that he made that announcement today. So maybe he actually did two things good today. And that'll do it for today's episode of Unpublished Opinion. Feel free to visit my blog at simbasmom.blogspot.com or email me at unpublishedopinion@sbcglobal.net. And it's also a new month, so you can head over to podcastalley.com and vote for me again. You're allowed to vote one time per month. So if you are so inclined, please do that. You can also link to the Podcast Alley vote spots via my blog. So that'll do it, and talk to you soon.